My name is Lillian Pitt. My Indian name is Wakamu, and my ancestry is on the BIA papers is Warm Springs, Wasco, and Yakima. The memories of all the elders are very special because they're the last of the quote-unquote traditional type of people who saw Celilo when it was a regular fishing place, who spoke only their Indian language, and who dressed the way they dressed. So I fell in love with ceramics and loved the way it felt, the way it smelled, the everything about it. I just dreamt about it. I became obsessed with ceramics or with clay, you know, and couldn't quite realize what it is I wanted to make. I made some masks, and there were different kinds of masks, Alaskan and African and Southwestern and Northwest Coast. I feel like it's a sacred act, although I'm not that spiritual of a spiritual type of person, but when I'm really working with it, it's kind of sacred to me because it's in a meditative state, and I'm very calm and very peaceful with it, and so I don't know that there is a anything written about it, but it's just how I feel. It's just this intimacy and closeness with it. And I feel like it's a blessing to do this. Some of them are very abstract, and I do series. I have a woman series, which I have a spider woman, and she's very beautiful. They seem to turn out exquisite without my help. I take them through the one process, and as they go through the other processes of the Raku firing, they divorce themselves from me and become their own spirit, and they get just so beautiful. I just love them. And Spider Woman is made to honor the women that hold the families together, teach the children, and have to build and rebuild their homes. And then I like to name them after my mother, my grandmother, and my sister, and all these precious women that I know, and most of whom are gone. And then there's Feather Woman, which she has a abstract eagle feather on her forehead. And because I can't use eagle feathers, because they're commercial items, I just make clay feathers and put them on the head, honoring again all the women that are our teachers. And so those pieces I feel very privileged in doing, and as well as the hawk woman and the bird woman, coyote woman, wolf woman, and there's a stick Indian masks, and the stick Indians are the legendary beings that live in the mountains, and they'll whistle a good person to safety if they're lost, and a bad person deeper into the forest. And then if children misbehave while picking huckleberries or helping hunt, the stick Indians will steal them from beneath their covers at night, never to be seen ever again. And so that's why we really behaved when we were in the mountains, you know. So I do stick Indians, and with my only criteria is giving the pursed lips. That has been somewhat characteristic of my work, is having the whistling lips. And then there's the She Who Watches, a Shaglal piece from the pictograph on the Columbia River Gorge. She's on the Washington side, but she's overlooking the river and the Oregon people. And I've done her in all different methods, even dry point prints. And she overlooked the village where my great-grandmother lived. And so there's that personal connection with her. And she did a good job, because if it weren't for my great-grandmother, I wouldn't be here. And I didn't know about her until the elders told me about her. And that's where my great-grandmother lived until the 1910, and got moved to Washington. And so, and then as I later found out, the bones that were from Memaloose and the Wishram Cemetery, when they were returned, my great-grandmother was one of those people. And I didn't know that until last year. And so the reburial of my great-grandmother's bones back to the earth makes the image 10 times more special. And so all these images are very personal to me and very loved. And I really, every time I do them, it's just like a prayer of thanksgiving for my people, for the river people, for the salmon, for the deer, you know. And it feeds my soul. I said my name was Wakamu, and what that is Camas. And at one time I used to eat it, but I don't anymore because my taste buds have evolved around to McDonald's and such, which is bad. And so, but anyway, my mother said I was well named because I was stubborn and I was difficult to let go of the earth. And that's the way the Camas root is. It's very difficult to let go of the earth. And I don't know how stubborn I am, but my mother said I was, so. And I don't think I'm very stubborn at all. But anyway, and so I think my name having the tie with the earth and then feeling and touching the earth, which is clay, was one of the first major passions that I've had about artwork, or not even artwork at that time. I was trying to build pots, and but the feel of it, the touch of it, the magic of what happens to it in the molecular way, how it changes and how water leaves it and how it gets fired and how it changes its structure has always been magic to me. You know, it's likens itself to figuring out how planes fly and get off the ground. And, you know, and I'm wondering how this happens to the clay that so wet and soggy and limp and malleable into something so strong and hard. And so working with clay is kind of like I'm honoring the earth, and that's a very sacred thing for me to feel when I'm working with it. And it's a good feeling when I work with it. And knowing that I'm honoring my ancestors, honoring the earth, I'm making a living with it. I've been able to make a living with it for 23 years. I've been very fortunate with that. And I've got work coming in advance, working in clay. So it's been my life. It's been part of who I am. And it's a privilege to work with it. And I love working with it.